142, clipping. In order to understand this section, you should have read the difference between fortis, unvoiced, and lenis, voiced consonants. We'll be dealing with that in more detail later, but for the moment, remember that fortis consonants are unvoiced. It's the difference, for instance, between voiced b and unvoiced p. Unlike lax vowels, tense vowels, including the diphthongs, are usually long, but they become shortened, they become clipped in front of fortis or unvoiced consonants. Practice the following. Keep the vowels short because the consonant following them is unvoiced. Weight, vice, mouse, boat. Be careful you're not saying weight, vice, mouse, boat. Weight, vice, mouse, boat. But if there isn't a fortis consonant following the tense vowel, that's to say, if there isn't an unvoiced consonant following the tense vowel, it remains long. The vowel remains long. So that if there's a lenis, that's to say, voiced consonant following the vowel, or if there's no consonant following the vowel, then it remains long. So listen and repeat. On the left-hand side, there are long diphthongs and tense vowels, and on the right-hand side, they've been clipped. They sound short. Listen and repeat now. I'll take them in pairs. Repeat them in pairs. Wade, wait. Wise, vice. House, house. Robe, rope. Be, beat. Blue, brute. Halve, half. And remember, although they've been clipped, although the vowels have been clipped in the right-hand column so that they are short, we still show them with the length mark.